ngicela uhambe uyofuna umsebenzi.
Uzoyithola kanjani hlelo khoneni?
Yonke into, impahla, imali.
This adulting thing, hey.
Uhamba imali?
Wizi ngakayithoka chele.
Awuna moto? Imali. Fanele kube nemali phakathi.
Sebenza.
Yaba mntanami.
Sebenza.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Sebenza Lives Behind the Hustle. This is Tango, and as usual, I have Ndokozo M. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you, and yourself, Tango.
You've been missed in studio.
Have I? It hasn't been that long.
We have Mr. Ndokozo M in studio, but today we have a very interesting guest with us, and we're discussing entrepreneurship, and we're discussing a whole tech space that I'm very interested in, you know. Didiro, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm good. So for those who might not know, I always say anyone born under a rock and might not know the work that you're doing, who is Didiro, what is he about, and
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. I'm really, really privileged and honored to be here. Mm-hmm. And who am I? Jeez. I guess right now you can call me a trailblazer.
Ah.
Right? Simply because I am disrupting the publishing market. Mm. And with what I'm doing, it's super, so super, super exciting because I'm literally now solving a serious point that many students are facing, which I was a student and I was facing as well.
Mm.
And that is textbooks being expensive.
Yeah. Now, before we jump in there, I want to go to Didiro, the young
the
star.
Student.
Okay, you can say the student.
The
even
student.
Before you, where did Didiro
so you can tell
grow up?
I'm so excited to talk about my platform.
We're going to jump in. We've got time.
Yeah.
So I want to get to know Didiro, the young man, growing up. What was inspiring him? Where was he?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm trying not to get emotional, but my life has been one blessing, right? I was raised by my grandmother, and it was one of those where the wisdom was imparted, you know? You know, like, the grandmothers, they have that love, but they also have that strictness to it.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it was one of those things where you... Yeah, okay. I'm choking, I guess, because I'm getting a bit emotional because she's passed away. Born and bred in Mamelodi, right? Went to Pretoria Boys Eye, and even there as well, my grandmother told me, like, listen, you're going to go there and you're going to shine. And I did, because I got like two full colors. I was prefect, head of house. You know,
okay, I was a bad kid. What is two full colors? I did.
Well, he went to Pretoria High, so
was,
you know, he had to. You know, that's like the thing that you know you have to really, really do.
Naughty kids like me, what is full colors? And what was your
full colors? Okay, so for whatever you do at school, whether it's sports or academic or cultural,
you get
half colors and then you get full colors, right? And it's kind of like an award that sets you apart. You know, so
like your blazer shows.
Yeah,
your blazer shows. When the rest of our blazers are like empty.
Yes.
I'm empty one. That was my full color.
So it's one of those where, you can't sit apart. Like if it's half colors, a blazer. If you get half colors, you get like a badge and a different tie that you allow to wear.
Ah.
And if you get a full colors, as you said, you get a different blazer. You know, that kind of sets you apart. So as you're walking, people can tell, wow, okay, he's got full colors.
And the rest of like, whatever.
It's like, what an overachiever.
Heights. So here you are, you have these full colors and you're off to studying. What exactly did you study? And I think this is where now we get to know the idea you have. Yeah.
So yeah, so Pretoria Boys Eye. And after that, I went to University of Pretoria. I studied information sciences there.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I did my postgrad at UNISA. And then I did my other postgrad at GIPS. So yeah, I've had my fair share stint. Oh, come on, don't do that.
For those who might not be able to see, don't just give us a
I didn't know like, what them to do.
Whatever. Face.
Another full colors.
It's like, oh, look at you.
So is this at this point, is this where you got the idea for Illuminate?
Actually no. The idea culminated 3-4 years ago.
Mm.
Right? And it has been a working process, you know. Initially, I had thought of this idea to have a recording. I know it's weird, but bear with me. It was about a couple of years ago. You know what I mean? Let's work together here. But But it still makes sense now, right? And I'm realizing that actually it is going to be part of the next phase of what I'm doing with Illuminate, the same idea, which is quite interesting. But when I learn differently, right? I'm an audio person. I'm a visual person, you know. I would say that I see the page when I'm studying, you know, and when I'm writing an exam, or I could hear something, and then that will trigger me to remember it. So I figured that if that's the case, it means there's a lot of students who are like that as well. And I thought about it, and like, can you imagine if you had a recording device, right, on a teacher? This is like a couple of years ago. This is not Illuminate, but where as they're busy teaching, you know, it's recording. And then that recording gets stored and you can send it via phone or whatever to the students.
We hit it here first. We're going to play this idea. If anyone steals it, we know.
simply because those students or those pupils, because at the time it was more in high school level, who go home and they're like, ish, I remember teacher said this and this and this, but I can't remember it. And that time, it's only you and your grandmother, for example. There's nobody to help you. You know, you don't have an older brother who has done algebra.
Yeah.
You know, and that for me, I felt like it could help. It could also help for those. There's a huge, huge issue around teenage pregnancy, right? And most of them actually don't go back to school. Now, can you imagine if you could gain access to the daily teachings every day? And you can listen to it and you can actually catch up with it. So it kind of started from there. And then as time went and time went, I'm like, okay, let's try and process it a bit further. Mm-hmm. And when Fees Must Fall happened, I kind of looked at it and I'm like, what can I do? Right? And I know I'm going to sound like I'm throwing stuff in there, but when you look at the Tumamina call, right, Tumamina, I mean, that's the reason why I was like, Ubaba Cyril, like I resonated with that. Or, guys, can we come up with innovative ideas for South Africans by South Africans?
Yes.
And small young people, corporates, private, public, let's all work together to really come up with solutions. Mm. And when I looked at the Fees Must Fall movement, many people might not realize, but actually, in my mind, when I unpacked it, it comes in three.
Okay.
Right. The main thing is that they are disgruntled about, students are disgruntled about the actual fees, you know, the deposits and everything. But then they're also disgruntled about accommodation, which is what happened a couple of months ago at TUT as well. You know about that strike. But there's another one, the silent one, where students are actually crying about books. But then the cry about books is not, it's not in union simply because you're doing engineering, you're doing chemistry and stuff. So it's not a pain that's kind of felt together, but it's kind of all, everybody's feeling it, but we are not crying for the same thing.
It's part of that problem.
Yeah. You know, because majority of students that I've spoken to, they all are telling me now how textbooks are crazy expensive, you know. And I thought, Tiro, you've had 15 years experience in IT, you've been in strategy boards, you have been passionate about innovation. What can be done about this? And that's when the wheel started turning, you know, and I needed to find out what can be done. And this is why Illuminate was born.
Sure. What a journey.
That is a journey.
Now, there's a young Jitiro out there who's also probably looking into getting into the same spaces you have been getting into. What words of advice would you give to them?
Honestly speaking, don't settle for the status quo. You know what I mean? Don't settle. I mean, everywhere I went, I used to just shake things, you know? And not Uguti, I'm trying to make myself, you know, I mean, they used to call me a cowboy because at corporate, because I was like, okay, but that's how you used to do it, but let's do it this way. You know, don't settle. And there has to be this belief in yourself, man. You know, you have to believe in what you're doing the same way that you would know your name is Tiro. You know, you don't need anybody else to convince you that your name is Tiro. You know you're Tiro. So you kind of have to have that. And because once you have that belief, you become relentless. And you just go there and you just run through walls if you have to. you know, and you have to have a belief. And for me, I'm very, very, very spiritual, and I'm told in the public arena, don't talk religion and everything, but you know what? I'm not ashamed. My God is a person who anchors me.
Mm.
You know, I always call it God force, you know, God power.
God power.
You know what I mean? and it's amazing when you see things manifest and you're like, oh my word, did you just do that, God?
Wow.
You know, while everybody else is clapping for you,
you're
actually clapping for him.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? There has to be that thing inside you, you know. I mean, and that's what faith is. I was actually talking to my friend on Saturday, and I'm like, it's so interesting, this journey of entrepreneurship, because you literally, your faith gets stretched so much that to the next person, you are seeming to be foolish, you know, because think about it. They're like, why would you quit your job? You're an executive. Why? You know, that's foolish. But you have to kind of be able to not listen to the noise or not let the noise affect you, you know, because there is something in you that just tells you that this is it. Run for it and go for it, you know. So to a young Tiro, it's hectic, but it's worth it. Push. Go there. Get it. Pray for discernment. You know?
Mm.
Pray for discernment. I always say that unfortunately now with the media and social media and all of it, people tend to just flock to the same thing, like, you know, especially us now, young, middle class black people, we love, like, you know, if you want to make money, go to Tender or Forex and all of that, you know? and I always say that not all elements are gold.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because when you are aluminium and you're striving to be gold, you are forgetting your actual power.
Mm.
Because there are parts where aluminium is more valuable than gold when it's needed.
I like that.
You know?
Yeah.
So now everybody's trying to be gold while actually you're forgetting who you really
your
are.
Your own worth.
You know what I mean? And that's how I'm seeing it. And the only way I feel or I know that you can realize that is through prayer, is through discernment, is through meditation, is through, you know, just hanging out with God, man. You know what I mean? I always say, like, I've got a weird relationship with him because... Mm. You know, I literally just, I stay alone. So I just, like, I sometimes chill. And I just chat with them, you know. And I don't, it's like, just be in that space, you know. And that's when you realize that you get the aha moment. You're like, oh, my word. And my gosh, there's something beautiful about realizing your purpose.
Mm.
Oh, you know, somebody was saying, well, stop waking up like you're an accident. You know,
can I just hit home?
You know,
deep.
Yeah.
You know, you just wake up and like, oh, Kitsuhil, okay, it's another day. No.
Find your purpose.
You didn't wake up as if it's an accident.
Yep.
No, wake up knowing, or okay,
I've got something to achieve today.
Exactly. You know, like Zaki Pagachi, you know, like Wona, Dienza. You know, what am I doing? What am I up to? You know, and most people do that. They're sleepwalking through life. It's an amazing feeling. And I mean, you asked me again, I'm going back to it, like to the young Tiro or a young man or a young lady who's listening to this and thinking, what can I do? Find your purpose. It's, I always use this example as well. Can you imagine if some music started to be an accountant?
Wow.
You know,
That would be uninspiring.
You know, and I can say this because it's my friend. So yeah, you know, you can't sue or anything, but I'm just saying, like, He's doing what he loves.
Mm.
Yeah,
and when somebody does what they love, it resonates, like, and it radiates, you know what I mean? Yeah. You can feel the energy through the TV when you're watching him, you know, or when you're listening to him on radio.
Or when he's dancing.
Or when he's dancing as well, you know what I mean?
That's where I went for. I was like, you know, I can't imagine him sitting there.
Being an accountant with working a 9-to-5.
No.
Can you imagine?
No.
You know? And that's exactly that. I mean, they always say that find your bliss.
Mm.
You know, find your bliss. And there is a reason why we are all here. And there is something that you have that the world needs and is that the world hasn't seen. You know?
Mm.
I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I used to be jealous of Dr. Chris Barnard. You know? Weird, I know. But
I'm giving him the eye of like...
Oh, okay. Dr. Chris Barnard. Okay. He's a... You know that the first heart transplant happened in South Africa?
Yes, yes, yes.
In the world. The first globally happened in South Africa. And it was Dr. Chris Barnard. Mm. And I used to be like, wow. Can you imagine how it feels now? How many heart transplants have happened now in the world?
Mm.
How many people have been saved? And it's all because he went against the status quo. And he's like, no. What if you take this heart and you put it in this one? It's, I mean, think about it.
True.
Can you just think about that? You know, that's trailblazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And can you imagine when you're like old and you're like looking back and you're like, wow, there are probably 70 million people around the world that have a transplant, and it was my idea. And I was the first one who pioneered it. Wow. And I was like, Lord, that must feel great to be like that. And I'm so fortunate that I actually have this. And I'm looking forward to my daughter using it when she gets to varsity. Mm. You know, I'm looking forward to it being another WhatsApp. I always said, why is it that we don't have a WhatsApp that comes from South Africa? And I'm saying WhatsApp in something like, we had mixed it, but why didn't it go global?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like we as Africans have so much potential.
We do.
And actually, I think it's about time that the world actually uses something that we've done, like Chris Barnard. You know? Like,
hopefully the US doesn't shut it down.
Like, wow.
And with that said, Diro, I must say, okay, it's time to wrap it up.
Oh, is it?
But before we wrap it up, actually, I want to ask him a question. It's more of a personal question, though.
Sure.
And yes, we've spoken about God and stuff like that.
Mm.
But I want to ask him, if you had to say something to your grandmother, you know why I want to ask this? A lot of people look down on their family members. Maybe if I had rich parents, my life would have been better. Maybe if I wasn't from Ezilalini, my life, you know, those kind of things. So I see you have a lot that you have learned from your grandmother, and she doesn't seem like a person that was, who had masters and stuff like that. She seems like a normal black, you know, human being. If you had to say something to her, what would you say now? Or if you want something that people can learn from, like, take something out of your family members that can make you a greater person. What would it be?
The first one's like, Mama, I made it. No, I'm just kidding. For me, it's her teaching me to be grounded, you know, and her looking at me in the eye and be like, you can be better. And you know it. Because I know it. You know, and the fact that she saw me in the light that I didn't see myself at the time, that was inspiration as well, because you aspire to be that, right? So in a way, I could say, like, she saw the king in me while I was still a young boy. And I appreciate the fact that she saw the king in me, because I'm aspiring to be the king, you know. Yeah, man, she was a special lady.
Oh, but now that's the way to end it.
Yeah.
Diro, thanks so much. Where can people find Illuminate, and where else can they stay informed?
So we can find Illuminate on the, right now, because we're still in pilot, guys, you know, we're in Google Play Store. So we've catered for the Android users. We're busy now, about to roll out to the iPhone users, iOS. But if you go to the Google Play Store, you'll be able to find it. People have been telling me that the way you spell it as well is a bit challenging. I'm aware, but there's a story behind it as well. So it's E, right? Like letter E.
For elephant.
You know? And I use the small E because it's a global thing. It's a global notation for electronic.
Yeah.
Right. So let's say email, you have a small E in mail, you know? So it's E-L-L-U-M-I-N. With a letter 8. Oh, no, with the number. With a number 8.
Yeah.
It's Illuminate. Yeah. So just, you type that in. You'll be able to pick us up, on Android. And also please visit our website. Please download the app. play with it, let us know. I am so keen on feedback. If something is not working, let me know. Mm. Let's understand how we can improve it, because actually, essentially, this is for students.
Mm.
You know, and the more feedback I get, the better I will be able to provide the service for them.
All right. Thanks so much again. It's a wonderful episode.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate this.
Sure, man.